Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jamika. How may I assist?
Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jamika. How may I assist?
Yes, ma'am. I've got a bill on my charge card. I'm trying to find out what is Rarity Gadgets. What are you guys selling, or what did I buy? Maybe.
Yes, sir. So we're a third-party customer call center. We deal with different products and different companies. If you go ahead and provide me with your zip code, I can look up to see if we do service you with one of our products.
77515.
Thank you so much. And your first and last name, please.
Roy Kimmel, K-I-M-M-E-L.
Thank you. Can you go ahead and verify your shipping address for security purposes?
2CR893C, Angleton, Texas.
Thank you. And allow me one brief moment to review the account.
I have a feeling I bought into something where they keep buying something or sell me something every month that I didn't sign up for. That's what I'm trying to find out what this is.
Yes, sir. No problem. Allow me to place you on a brief hold while I review the account.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Yes, go ahead and read that. It looks pretty good. I found out, hey, Betty, I found a over on Sanibel Island.
It's on the website, he says.
The boat is, yeah, this no longer exists, but there's a museum and a village over there at Sanibel, an old time village or something.
Okay.
And it's open from 10 to 4, $10 a person. So. And where this boat used to be, somebody had bought the paddle boat, the Algiers, brought it down here and put it on this property on Sanibel, right on the beach. And he lived in it for a while. Then all of a sudden, mysteriously, his wife and husband, he and the wife died.
Seriously.
Well, they said they suddenly died, in the article. So anyway, then the city got the property, and now it's Gulfside Park or something like the city park area. But,
you could probably didn't see it as much as we ran around that day.
Well,
it says to view the video and the story you've got to go on to.
About the boat, yes. They did a video thing about
so it does look like back on March the 9th you placed the order for our pods and our watch. Do you remember placing that order for the pods and the watch?
Okay, so let me explain what happened on that. Yes, I did get them, but no, I didn't order them. I was caught in a loop. I was doing a survey for the Postal Service, and I got stuck in a loop, and I could not get out of it. And next thing I know, I even tried to call and cancel it, and the girl said, well, you got to wait 24 hours to do that, which I did. It was supposed to be canceled, but it went through anyway for $5.97 each. But I have not ordered anything else for $69. I need to get out of that. I'm not buying anything else. How do I cancel this thing? And I don't want this $69 deal either. I didn't even order to pay for it. I don't want to pay. They're charging me for it. I want to get charged.
Yes, sir. So we don't want to lose you as a customer. So what I can do is I can offer you
already,
a free
already,
thing of AirPods.
I already want to get off as a customer, period. They're going to lose me. But I need to, how do I cancel this thing from redoing it every month? What's going on?
Yes, sir. No problem. So I can go ahead and offer you a 35% discount on our future shipments.
No, ma'am, I don't want it. I don't even know what the gadget is. I'm not receiving it. I don't even know why I'm getting this Randy Gadget. What's a $69 fee? What did I buy? I haven't even gotten it yet.
Yes, sir. So allow me a brief moment, and then I'll go ahead and get you canceled out, okay?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out. What is the item for $69 that I'm supposed to have got?
It was a Rapid Smart Fitness Watch and our pods headphones.
Yeah. No, I didn't want them to start with. And I'll be glad to send them back if you want them. But I got a little ear pod thing. But then, and the little watch thing came out, so I remember seeing that. But that was charged to my account. It was $5.97 each.
Why is it $59?
Sir? That was already charged to my account earlier in the month for $5.97 twice. And that's, but I said, okay, I'm done with that. I'm not going to worry about trying to send it back.
Yes, sir. So that was the, that was for shipping and handling. You were set up on a 14-day trial period from that day that you made the order, which was March the 9th. So you were only paying shipping and handling, which was $5.97. And you were supposed to call back. If you didn't make the order, then you know you didn't make the order. But, you know, whoever made the order, they're supposed to call back within the 14 days to cancel the order. And that way you wouldn't get charged the initiating price.
Yeah, but I actually did call back, man. I actually called back and tried to cancel. They told me it was going to be done. But now I've gotten charged for something I didn't originally order. I'll be glad to send the stuff back. But I did call back to try to cancel it.
Yes, sir. So we can receive it back to that same location that is on the package. And once we receive the order back, then we'll be able to go ahead and refund you the full amount of money that was taken off the account, okay?
Yeah, now what address do I send it back? Because I don't know where the package, I'm not at my house right now. I know it was a bubble wrap thing, but where do I need to send it back to?
105, good morning, thank you. Sierra Way, and that's spelled S-E-R-R-A.
Yeah.
Way W-Y, number right. 179. The city and state is spelled MILPITAS. The state is California, CA.
Right.
And the
got
zip code
it.
Is 95035.
And the company?
The company is Chime Pods.
Chime Pods. Chime Pods, right?
Yes, sir.
105 Sierra Way, 179, Milpitas, California, 95035. Okay.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And your name again, ma'am?
Jamaica Edwards.
Jamaica.
Yes, sir.
I'm guessing it's a J-I-M?
J-A-M-E-K-A.
J-A-M-E-K. I didn't miss it by too much.
Yes,
I had,
sir.
I had J-I-M-A-K-A. Okay.
Did you charge again?
I'm not going to get, I'm not, it's not a monthly charge, right? This is, I'm not, I'll send this back. So,
no,
I just
sir.
Want to get out of the program. I want to, I will send this back when I get home this Friday. I'm not even at the house. I will send this back next week and we'll get it back to you. All right?
Okay, no problem. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for your time. Okay.